A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to the Father except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. I hear people talk about having a childlike faith, and there's something beautiful about that, for it means faith is not a big internal struggle or always an inner debate about this or that, but simply a belief in God and a trust in God. That truly is a thing of beauty. But I wonder, my friends, if all of us don't need to have a faith that also matures. A faith in which we're not aware just of our prayerfulness, as vital as that is to our journey, but to our responsibility to those around us. Today, Jesus speaks of the Spirit and how we need to be born of the Spirit. And how the Spirit, the wind, blows where it might. And sometimes we do not know from whence it comes. Those are the moments, I believe, when you and I are challenged to live faith in ways we might not have been called upon as an 8-year-old or a 15-year-old or even a 21-year-old. To be aware of needs. To be sensitive to others. To reach out to our neighbor. In a very large sense. Today, the story continues from yesterday in John's Gospel, and it is Jesus very simply saying that just going through rituals are not enough. We must be thoughtful Christians, thoughtful Roman Catholics, and aware of our responsibilities, but far more importantly, our opportunities to make a difference in the world.